CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. This repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW.
JW, this is N4HHC.
Go ahead with your announcement, Warren.
Appreciate that. So we had a test session this morning, and four gentlemen, and we had lots of success this morning. So we had two technician licenses and then three general. Very good class. One guy came in and took his tech and then turned around and took his general and did both of them. So great time this morning. So look out for some new maybe on the air this coming week. This is N4HHC.
Well, that is good news, Warren. We do appreciate you bringing that to the net this evening, and always look forward to having more new amateur radio operators passing their tests and getting on the air. Does anyone need any on Warren's announcement? Okay, Warren, good work to you and the team for bringing on new amateur radio operators. Love that. Do we have any other bulletins, announcements, or traffic for the net? Call W4DJW.
W, KO4ZEW announcement.
Okay, Ben, go ahead with your announcement.
Radio on, so I hope I'm not double announcing here, but wanted to let everybody know that the Radio Club, BRARS, is doing Winter Field Day this Saturday up at the location affectionately known as Gene's Place in Traveler's Rest. We have all the details on the website, brars.cc. Go to Club News and look for the Winter Field Day event there. So far, the event is on. It is weather dependent, but as of right now, we will be doing the event. It will be on Saturday. So show up, licensed, unlicensed, newly licensed, and check the website again, brars.cc. We have directions, coordinates, maps, all the information you need to know.
Okay, Ben, we do appreciate you bringing that information, and it is very important to pay attention, make sure that it's still going to be on by the weekend, because weather permitting, can't get too cold. Does anyone need any fills on Ben's announcements?
This is Whiskey 4 Sugar Bravo X-Ray Brad in Spencerville. I'm assuming that is this coming Saturday.
25th. It's Winter Field Day, coinciding with the larger Field Day event. I don't remember if that is national or global.
Thanks for the information. I just newly joined the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and I haven't been to a meeting since I've been voted in, and plan to attend that the next meeting. And be attending next Saturday to meet some of you guys. But back to net control, Dave. I'm sorry for talking so much.
Hey, Brad, no problem whatsoever. That is Brad, right?
This is Brad, Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo X-Ray.
Okay, I thought that's who that was. You do have a hum on your signal, just so that you know. You won't know unless we tell you, so we only tell you so that you're aware of it. It sounds like you may have a handheld that's on a charger while you're talking. It's got a little bit of an AC hum on there, so if you already know about that, no sweat. If you didn't know about it, you might want to check into it. Does anybody else need any fills on Ben's announcement? Go ahead, Ben.
RARS meeting coming up in February. I want to let everybody know to bring your HTs, bring a handheld of some sort to the meeting. We will be doing an exercise in crossband repeat. So it will be hands-on. It will be fun. and bring your radios. We're going to play.
Thank you for that announcement, Ben. Cross-banding is a lot of fun. I've been doing a lot of it here lately to a dummy load. I talk to other people on this repeater via a dummy load, and I listen to them talk to me via a dummy. It acts like an antenna, and it's got a perfect 50 ohms. So, and it's perfect SWR all the way up and down the band. So can't beat that for an antenna when you're crossbanding if you're going to be very close to the crossbanding. And I am. I'm downstairs in the garage and can't get any reception upstairs. But the crossband works great for that. So thanks for that, Ben. Does anybody need any announcement, any fills on Ben's second announcement? Okay, Ben, we do appreciate that very much. And is there any other bulletins, traffic, or announcements for the net called W4DJW? Okay, then that's all we have there. So we're going to jump into the net itself. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew. Tonight we're going to go over our Echolink, our pre-nets check-ins, our Echolink check-ins, and any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before. So we'll start off with our pre-net. And I'll just do a little refresh here, make sure nobody's checked in. No, they haven't. While I was talking, Net Control would like to recognize K4XMR, that's Mel, he's in Prosperity. W2AMD, that's Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him in for IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest. AA4PH, that's Gus, he's in Punta Gora, Florida. KO4ZEW, that's Ben, who just brought you that announcement. And for field day this weekend and the next club meeting, bring your handheld. Appreciate that, Ben. KG4PFI, that's Don, bring with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine, she's in Traveler's Rest. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KN4RJN, that's John, he's in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville. KQ4TGH, that's Jonathan in Easley. KB2BYQ, that's Dave, he's in Easley as well. And we're going to recognize N4HHC, that's Warren, who brought us the announcement about the new amateur radio operators that just passed their tests. Appreciate that, Warren, very much. And W4SBX, that's Brad, who had a question about Ben's announcement. So appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. He's in Simpsonville. We do have two Echolink stations, so we're going to go. That's all of the pre-net check-ins. We do appreciate everybody that used the pre-net functionality. That is precisely what it is there for. Do another check to make sure nobody else checked in, and they didn't. So we're going to jump into our Echolink stations now. We have a couple Echolink stations waiting. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Net Control, please check in. KQ4MSD, Kilo, Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta. This is David in Sandy Springs. No traffic, no comments. Thanks for running the net.
Okay, the other Echolink station already checked in via the pre-net, so that's why he's not checking in again. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4MSD. That's David, and he is in Sandy Springs. Good to have you with us tonight, David, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us via Echolink this evening. Now, do we have any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before and are not quite sure of the protocol but would like to check into the net? Just throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest. Okay, it looks like we don't have any brand new amateur radio operators this evening, but we will keep trying. We will probably hear from them very soon, the new ones that just passed their license, if they have 2-meter capability, and due to passing the test and getting their license. Let's see, we're going to jump now into the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and on Saturday night, that begins with the Alpha through Delta group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike. Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're on the radio. She's the worst shows, and she'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that was a good group. That control would like to recognize KK4DMW. That is Rick. And Rick is bringing with him KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And they are in Piedmont. Also, via telephone relay, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Do tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello and appreciate you guys taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KR4AAE, that's Stephen and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Stephen. And just to let you know, you made it in, but barely. You're barely above the water level, all right, the threshold of the noise floor. So just want to let you know, so you're aware of that. I'm not sure if you're on a handheld or if you're experimenting, but just if nobody tells you, you just won't know. KI4DOS, that's our Wednesday night net control operator and all things SwapNet. Bringing along with him, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, and they are in Easley. Good to have you as night, Gary. Do tell Miss Joy we said hello. Appreciate you guys checking in with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like, we've got an Echolink station. Let's let that Echolink station go and we'll get back to Alpha through Delta. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, he may not be at his, wherever his station is at the moment. It looks like he dropped. He's probably going to reset. He must have an issue with keying up. He'll probably be back in a little bit. We'll go ahead and move on. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Alpha Zulu, Andrew and Greer.
DJW. Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India. KJ4BKI, Jack Daniel Rocky, I mean, I have a break.
Okay, net control, like recognize KR4 Alpha Alpha Zulu. That's Andrew in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Andrew. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KJ4BKI, that's Jack. He is in Rock Hill, South Carolina. You're making it in good from Rock Hill this evening, Jack. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo, KQ4ZLE, Anthony Townville, South Carolina. Good evening, everyone.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4ZLE, Zulu Lima Echo. That is Anthony, and he is in Townville. Good to have you with us tonight, Anthony. Do appreciate you checking in. You sounded good from Townville. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta? All right, that's going to take us to the next group, which is the Echo Through Hotel group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Dave and all the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. I'll get it out here in a second. KC4EZN, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, where it's not here yet. It's 44 degrees. Other than that, I'll be negative tonight, Dave. Thanks. Stay on the warm side of the door tomorrow.
Control, please check in Kilo Alpha 4, Hotel Oscar Yankee. K-A-4-H-O-Y, Levi, and Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator. That is KO4HKX. That's Patrick. He's in Penrose, North Carolina. Do be sure and stop by tomorrow evening with him. Same time, same frequency. And I'm sure he'd enjoy having you on the net, and I'm sure you will enjoy his net as well. And KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's in Candler, North Carolina, where it's going to get cold. Harry, I looked it up. We're supposed to wake up Monday morning to 19 degrees on Monday morning when we wake up. I don't know if it's going to start earlier than that or not, but that's cold enough for me. Stay warm. And KA4HOY, that's Levi in Easley. Good to have you this night, Levi. I do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that'll move us up to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4,
Delta Mike
Whiskey. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73 to each one of you.
W. Good, Miss Amy, both are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher. Good evening to you, Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
4, DJW. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in now, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. And we are ready for the cold. Let's go. Other than that, no traffic. No comments. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4 DJW. Again, Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Alpha Echo. Steven out in Taylor's. I'm not sure who that was earlier, but that was definitely not me.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That is James, sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Sid. He's in Fletcher, North Carolina, who will be calling the 14664 net with a peel tone of 91.5 tomorrow night at 8. So before you check in with Patrick tomorrow night, an hour before, check in with Sid on 14664 with a peel tone of 91.5. I'm sure Sid would appreciate you having there, and I'm sure you would enjoy his net. He runs a really good net. I got into it about an hour late last time, and it was still going. So hang around. If you can't get in, eventually you'll get into it. And Sid, we do appreciate you being on our net this evening. Do tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and hope you guys stay warm. Buckle up. It's going to get cold. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's in Greer, and he's bringing with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. And Larry, you're sounding better. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. Do tell Miss Donna we said hello, and every time I hear you, it doesn't sound perfect, but it does sound better. So continue the progress. And KO4JKV, that is our Monday night net control operator. That's Duncan. He is in Asheville, and he is ready for the change, the transition. My wife loves those changes between the seasons, Duncan. I could live on the equator, and I would be fine. Anyway, we're going to get it whether we like it or not. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Stay warm. Let's see. And we did have KR4AAE, that is Stephen, who actually really did check in this time. So I have you in my log already, Stephen. I'm just going to go back and add. I took the check mark away when you said that wasn't you, and I added it back. That might have been a Z instead of an E, and it could have been my ears, and that would have been Andrew in Greer, who has KR4 Alpha Alpha Zulu. So you and Andrew are only one letter apart, and it is the last letter in your call. and Echo and Zulu, E and Z, kind of sound alike, and I don't have my hearing aids in, so that's probably what happened, the confusion there. Stephen, appreciate your persistence in letting us know that that's you. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that is going to move us up to the Mike through Papa group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Check in Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie. This is John in East Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4PXV. That is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Good to have you this night, Lloyd. You're coming in loud and clear. Sounds really good. And KN4OBC, that's John in East Greenville. Close to Taylor's, I take it. Good to have you this night, John. You're sounding good as well. Do appreciate you being there. We do have another Echolink station, so we're going to take a break for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check for Wetango, Quebec, Greg in Brunswick, Georgia, negative and negative, 73.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4WTQ, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. That is Greg. He is in Brunswick, Georgia. Good to have you this night, Greg. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, and you're sounding good. Do we have any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to move us up to the Quebec through Tango group, station of the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QOD, this is Chris Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty. Sounding good tonight, Chris. Stay warm in Liberty, and do appreciate you being here. And Tom should raise his head up from the CW bench any minute now and check in. So he should be here shortly. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group who would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that takes us to the patient group for Saturday night, which is the Uniform through Zulu group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z. Who would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. And KQ4WHN, Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel, November. That's Mark. I'm in Greer, and I'm disconnecting my water hoses from the spigots so they don't blow up in the cold coming up this week. Everybody have a great evening.
For DJW. And everyone on the net, and also hello to Miss Amy. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Dave.
DJW. Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Here in Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. Thanks for running the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie. That's KQ4CRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, but 73 to the net.
DJW. Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Juliet Tango. This is Seth, mobile in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that was a good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4WHN. That is Mark, and he is in Greer. Good to have you this night, Mark. Do appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. And N4ZLK, that's Shane in Cleveland. Shane, do we have any pounds and any ounces yet, or are we still waiting on the pounds and ounces?
In the last check-in you had there in that group, should know more about it. And 4ZLK.
Okay. I was pretty sure that was the case, but I was already set on asking you that question. So, and Shane, Seth, if we get any pounds and ounces, do let us know what they are. And length as well, pounds, ounces, and length. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. He's in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us this evening. I know you're waiting on pins and needles. I know she's ready. She's got to be ready by now. WB4ZPH, that's David. He's in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, David. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. K4XB, that's Tommy. He's in Southern Greenville County. Bring with him KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Do tell Miss Angela we said hello. And KQ4ZRC, that's Grayson. He's in Sapphire, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Grayson. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KQ4WJT, that's Seth. He's mobile in Greenville. Seth, are you on your way to the hospital?
Just doing a late night run for the snack for my wife, but 40 weeks and strong right now.
Okay. Yeah, at that point, anything she wants, all right? Anything she wants, she gets, no matter what time of the day or not. I get it. Okay. Appreciate it, Seth. You guys take care, be safe, and stay warm, and let us know when you get some pounds, ounces, and inches. Good to have you with us tonight. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Julian Taylor's negative, over.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4FHJ. That's Gene. He's in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Hope to see you a week from today if the weather's not too cold up there at the field day, winter field day site. Appreciate you being with us and appreciate your helping us out with winter field day and a good location to do it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in AR4, ACR, Terry, and more. Negative and negative.
Can I get that call a little bit slower? I picked up Kilo Romeo 4, November Kilo Romeo. Is that correct?
Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo.
Okay, Terry, I knew I should have put my hearing aids in before the net, but I forgot. So that's my fault, not yours. Net control, I'd like to recognize KR4ACR, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. That's Taylor, that's Terry, and he is in Moore. Good to have you with us tonight, Terry, and appreciate your patience with me and my hearing loss. Good to have you with us tonight. Stay warm. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW.
Go ahead.
Yes, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar, that's KQ4YOO, Clinton from Honey Pass, South Carolina. Checking in out, please.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize number 50 on the roll call this evening. 50 check-in, which means you win the door prize, Clinton. And that means you have to come back on Wednesday. No, not Wednesday. Yeah, on Wednesday to the swap net and pick up your door prize. Gary will be waiting. The same net, same frequency, same time. Wednesday night, pick up your door prize. You are number 50. Tell Gary you're number 50 on Saturday night net. You want your door prize. Net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4YOO. That's Clinton. He's in Honeypath. Good to have you as night, Clinton. You're sounding good. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay warm. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right. Have I missed anyone for comments or missed any? No, let's see. We've got to shut down the former portion first. This is W4DJW now securing the former portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
Bells, the guy just wants to tell you, our buddy Steve, KB0KBJ, came in here after the net was over Tuesday evening, and was wondering where the net was, why it was off so early.
Yeah, I talked to him the other night. I was laying down up underneath the car, working on the truck, and he called, and we talked for, I don't know, about an hour. But, yeah, they are ending sooner than they used to. We don't have as many rag chewers as we used to have, and the rag chewers that we do have are a little bit under the weather at the moment, but they'll be back. So I imagine it'll get back to a longer duration as soon as that happens, or some of our brand-new amateur radio operators may have questions, right? And start joining in there for the rag chew portion and asking questions. We'll see, Andy. It does fluctuate. It goes up and down. Sometimes we stay longer. Sometimes we stay shorter. But good observation. And, yeah, I did talk to Steve for quite a while. That was just over telephone, not over ham radio. He was just catching me up on all the stuff that's been going on up there in South Dakota.
After the net was over here Tuesday evening, going to check in, I told him that it was already over and there was only 41 check-ins. And he was kind of surprised, I guess, the way he talked to me about it. But like I told him, it ain't the days before any of us had our license when I used to hear it here. Be listening in the 80s and 90s when things was averaging 65 and having under check-ins a night back in those days. It's not quite the same as it was then, and that was before any of us was licensed, but I was listening around. But I just wanted to let you know he did come on Echo Link that night. So back to you, KI4LCI.
Okay, Andy, I do appreciate you bringing that to our attention. And, yeah, he does do that every now and then. He said he's going to try and do that a little bit more often. He has missed it a few times. Do we have another station wanting to check in? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got here. I didn't realize what time it was. KBYQA, Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Quebec Alpha, KBYQA Duncan, McCowan, in Easley, South Carolina. Checking in.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KB8YQA. That's Duncan in Easley. So you sounded good tonight, Duncan. Do appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Hope you are doing well and staying warm. It's going to get cold. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
On the net, I'll give you one more for the logs tonight, sir. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. My location is home in Simpsonville tonight, Dave. No traffic, no comments. I tell everyone to stay warm, stay safe over the next week. Gonna be a cold one. Anyway, Dave, hope you and Amy have a wonderful evening. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize AK4HR. That's our first Saturday of the month. Net Control operator Mike in Simpsonville. You sounded good tonight, Mike. Do stay warm and stay safe yourself. It's got to buckle up. It's going to get warm or cold. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, if I missed anyone for comments or if I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW.
Comments.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in Easel, Carolina. I got to renew my license, and I'm 70 years old, and I don't know what I'm doing. I've got a couple numbers I can't come up with. I got to get on SEC or something, and I'm looking for somebody in Easley that I could maybe run by their house and they could help me out.
Do we have anybody in Easley that could help Duncan out? That is Duncan, right? KB8YQA?
KB8YQA.
Do we have anyone in Easley that is able to help Duncan out with getting his license renewed? Duncan, you might come back by tomorrow night and the next night or earlier, and then request the net control operator to talk to KI4DOS Gary when he comes on. When you check in, request them to let you talk to him, KI4DOS Gary. He lives in Easley, too, and he may be able to help you out with that. He's probably already checked in and checked out. Well, he checked into the net earlier, and he's probably already out. But if you get in a little bit earlier on the net and you let them know that you're looking to talk to Gary, he is in Easley, and he probably can help you with that because he's done that sort of thing before. And he also goes to the test sessions, and he's very familiar with how that process works. His name is Gary, and his call sign is KI4DOS, and he is located in Easley.
I have to do two things. My FCC registration number, it says it's mandatory, so I guess I got to do that. And my license date, I lost my license paper, hard copy, and I don't know what my expiration date is, my renewal date. So, I don't know. I know I can look that up online. I've done it before, but it's been so long. I need to get it done. So I'll try that maybe tomorrow or next night.
I'll be back to you in just a second, Harry. Your license expires on March the 31st of 2025. Just so that you know, it's March the 31st of 2025. Go ahead, Harry.
I was just going to say Google is your friend.
That is true, Harry. Hang on just a second. We do have Stephen trying to get in, so I want to give him the opportunity to get in. He's back in. He may have fixed his EchoLink issue. So let's give EchoLink stations the opportunity to check in. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
And I wanted to renew her also. I don't know, as long as you got one, maybe you can come up with the other one there. So March 31st is my expiration date, right?
That is affirmative. March 31st, Duncan, is the date that you have to have it done by. So you've got a little bit of time. And like Harry said, you can Google it and get the instructions that way, but I know that's more intuitive for some than it is for others. So if you can hook up with Gary, he knows the process inside and out, and it probably wouldn't take him 2 minutes to walk you through it. And I don't know how far you live in Easley away from him, if you could go by there with him. But do try to, I mean, if you can't figure it out with Google, then do try and hook up with Gary. And since Gary does that kind of thing all the time, I'm sure he'd help you out with it. And then we're going to let EchoLink station go because we've got an EchoLink station that's waiting over there to check in. Duncan, is that good? Is that good for the moment?
Call sign real quick.
It's Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And just let the net control operator know early. On any of these nets, let them know early that you'd like to have a QSO with Gary when Gary comes on. And what that net control operator will do is as soon as Gary checks in, he'll tell you to call your station, and you can give Gary a call and ask him there.
That's all I need. Thank you very much. I'm off. KBYQ.
All right, Duncan. Hope we can help. If that doesn't work, then keep trying. You've got a little bit of time, so... But, yeah, you do want to go ahead and get busy on it. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Sorry I had to log off real quick earlier, Dave. I had something come up, but I had that taken care of now. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, negative, negative.
Okay, net control. I figured something happened like that, Stephen. And I figured you'd be back. Net control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen in Greenwood. Good to have you as nice, Stephen. Stay warm. It's going to get cold. One last call all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. out. Both KI4MRA, Fred, over here in StarTex, and KO4NNH, my son Fred, over here in StarTex. We'll be negative and negative, 73s. Nice talk to you.
Okay, Fred, it was good talking to you, although it was brief earlier today. Net Control Electric recognized KI4MRA, that is Fred, and StarTex. Bring with him KO4NNH, that is Fred Jr., and he is in StarTex as well. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Fred we said hello and hope you guys stay warm. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Evening, and a good evening to you there, sir, and the evening to everybody on the net. Thanks for calling it. If and you would, please check in. Whiskey, Bravo 4YZ. My name is Robert, and I'm over here in Gaffney, South Carolina. You can check me in and out, but evening, everybody. Take care. Stay warm.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize WB4YZ, Whiskey Bravo 4, Yankee Zulu. And that is Robert, sounding good from Gaffney, South Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. Stay warm. Appreciate you being here. One last call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. In Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray, Yankee David. And my wife, Marie, Alpha, Foxtrot, 4, Sierra, X-ray, Southern Greenville County, down here around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd recognize KF4NXY. That's David. He's in Southern Greenville County, Possum Kingdom. Bring it with him, AF4SX. That's Miss Marie. And David, tell Miss Marie we said hello and make sure those birds stay warm. It's going to get cold. I don't know if birds are like dogs, but if you can snuggle up to them, but that's what our Maltese will be doing. We'll stay warm with them. Good to have you with us tonight. Tell Miss Marie we said hello and you guys stay warm. One last call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, K4HOY. Could you give me Duncan's call sign one more time, please?
Duncan's call sign is KO4JKV. Let me make sure, KO4JKV. Yeah, that's the... which Duncan? We've got two Duncans. We've got Duncan McCowan, and we've got our... Net Control Duncan. Our Net Control Duncan is KO4JKB. Duncan McCowan in Easley is KB8YQA. Kilo Bravo 8 Yankee Quebec Alpha. Does that help?
K4HY. Yes, sir. I was looking for Duncan here in Easley. I've had some experience getting the FCC stuff moving for getting recertified. So I'm going to try to see if I can get with him later this week and get him straightened out.
Okay, thank you very much. any help from anybody in Easley would be greatly appreciated. Appreciate that. One last call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Thank you, Duncan. You can talk to me later after these guys get done talking if you want. Keep you.
Yeah, I was hoping you guys would get together after that and exchange phone numbers or email addresses or something. I'll go ahead and close it down. If there are no other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night. It's at same time, same frequency. And KO4HKX, Patrick will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him, and I'm sure you will enjoy his net as well. Please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
KXN4ZLK. Okay, clear.
4DJW, this is KI4MRA.
Go ahead, Fred.
Well, I'm sorry I haven't been on the repeater lately. I've got some weird working hours. Just wanted to check in and chat with you, buddy.
I'm doing good. Just keeping on keeping on. Are you back in the U.S. for a while, or are you still traveling the globe?
Yes. Took a job locally with the airport, and not traveling anymore. Enjoying life and somewhat of a decent schedule. You know, it's aviation.
Yeah, you never can tell with aviation. But anyway, I know you enjoy it. It's good to have you back. Does that mean we're going to hear you on the air a little bit more than we have been?
On the air, I usually leave for work about midday, before lunchtime. Going to try to get everything fired up and check in more often, get on the repeater more. As far as at night, it's kind of hard because when I'm at work, well, you know, I'm going to try to remember to take my HT and check into the net, but that's not always possible.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of work outside and down in the garage lately. I've been trying to fix up my truck and do some work around the house that was neglected for many, many years until I retired. So lately I turned on crossband repeat with my handheld. And when I'm out in the yard, I've got a couple of new puppies, Maltese puppies, and they have to go outside frequently. So I've been carrying that around just to be able to hear what's going on. I used to do that all the time, but I was also on the road a lot until I started working from home all the time. And then I was in meetings all day long, so I couldn't get in. So kind of like you, it was a little bit more difficult. But as time goes on, it's getting a little bit easier and easier. And I've been using my truck a little bit more, my car a little bit less. So maybe I'll hear you on here. Maybe if I do, I'll reach out to you throughout the day. Or, you know, if you take your handheld in, I don't know if you can get in from work with a handheld, but it'd be good to hear you on the radio more.
Yeah, I'll be more on whenever I get in my truck when I'm on the way to work. As far as on the way home, I don't get off until 11:30 at night, so there's not a lot of activity on the repeater. I'm going to try to, I've got a cheap Baofeng that I have programmed for the repeater and different things, so I'm going to start carrying that on me at work. It's a little bit difficult, you know, with the conditions, the warehouse I'm in, so we'll try to do that, but, yeah, we're going to try to get more active on the repeater and try to meet more guys in the, or more ham radio operators in the area. Try to get a little more active on radio lately.
Well, there are people that listen all throughout the day. Sometimes they don't say anything. And if you throw your call sign out there at 11 at night, you don't know. Maybe some, that's how in the past, over the years, that's how we used to have people like in the morning, like right now in the morning at anywhere between 4:30 in the morning to 5:30, they get started up and it can go till 9 o'clock in the morning, right? And just different people come in and go out. So, and we've had that same thing happen at night, right? Somebody on their way home from work after second shift, throw their call sign out there and get started. And then they might go to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Right, it might not be the same one that started it that finishes it either. So it doesn't hurt to throw your call sign out there on the way home from work either.
Hey, for LCI.
Go ahead, Andy.
I don't do that much early in the morning, but here late in the evening, I do quite a bit of monitoring. Unfortunately, everybody that used to get on here late at night on this repeater has either become a silent key or they just don't get on anymore. I don't know what it is then. But the Mount Mitchell 145.19, I frequently hear people on it on up to 1 or 2 in the morning. I wish this, you know, everybody here would get back to doing that, but it hasn't happened yet, not on a reliable basis, so I'm just putting my 2 cents worth in what I hear here late in the evening. KI4LCI.
Okay, Andy, well, it does fluctuate. It goes up and down over the years. That's what I've noticed over the past 20 years anyway. At some points in time, there's a lot, and at other points, there's not quite as much. And it seems like it is a little bit slower of a curve than it used to be. Go ahead, Fred, W4DJW.
Anytime I'm on here, you feel free to chime in. I didn't guess your name there. This is KI4, Mike.
You two almost had a perfect double set. I was just putting it in tunes because I monitor here on the weekend and Tuesday and Thursday quite late in the evening. There's rarely anybody on here, but on Mitchell 19, there almost always is. But y'all go ahead and try it without doing it at the same time.
Hey, Fred, and I'll come back after you.
Thanks for the invite, everybody. Yeah, I'll check out other repeaters in the area. But yeah, it's one of those things, man. You know, I'm on either late at night or first thing in the morning, running some FT8 on HF and things of that nature. But yeah, what was your name there? This is KI4. My name here is Fred.
Go ahead, Dave. It's your time.
So that was Andy, Fred. Yeah, KI4LZI Andy. And you'll hear Andy on throughout the day from time to time. I hear him from every now and then. So, and Andy's a super good encyclopedia of things that have gone on in the past. He's got like a photographic memory. He can recall call signs when nobody else can from 50 years ago. So, yeah, Andy's really interesting to talk to. Go ahead, Andy, W4DJW.
Boy, LZI, well, I still hear on Tuesday, like when I heard Steve come in there Tuesday evening. Tuesdays and Thursdays weekend, I listen quite late here, but as you said, Dave, it ain't what it used to be here anymore. It just isn't. Between Silent G's and others just not getting on, but up there on 145-19, you can almost every night, a lot of times up to 1 or 2 in the morning, find people up there on that Mitchell repeater talking. I can hear it here, but I can't get into it.
Andy, yeah, I'll get that well, because most of the time I'm in here in my office late at night, mid-morning. Crazy the hours I work, so... Yeah, I'm off right now, and we'll try to reach somebody in the middle of the night. I appreciate the info, buddy. Anytime on this repeater, feel free to chime in.
Like he said, I was listening a long time here before I ever had my license. And I can remember when this net used to average 65 check-ins a night back in the 80s and 90s. A lot of times, it'd be over 100. But there again, you got to look when that was. There was no internet, no cell phones, and for the way it is now, it was the dark times.
Yeah, I agree with that. And nowadays, everybody wants to get on cell phones and text and, you know, Instagram and whatever else is out there. But I enjoy radio. I always have, and it'll be a way of life for here on out.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, Andy, I appreciate that. And I am going to check out because I've been sucking on ice here for the last half hour. I run out of ice water about halfway through the net, so I'm going to go down there and refresh. But, Fred, good hearing from you. Glad to know that you're going to be on the radio more. And, Andy, always good to hear you on the radio. Appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and sign W4DJW.
Yeah, I remember when Dave's father used to get on here way back when, W4DGP used to hear Dave's father on here, Jerry, a lot way back when. I didn't have my license then, but I was listening. And that was back in the days when this net really had the check-ins.
Yeah, I remember a guy on here, I don't remember his call sign, his name was Walt, when I first moved into the area. No, he was having some health issues. Some health issues. And just wonder what happened to him there. Over.
There's been many Walts that wouldn't have been K4OIM, would he?
Was him. Any information on him?
Well, he can't talk so well. Every now and then he checks in here. He's hard to understand, but he's still around. But he had a throat, I think, wait, I heard him describe some kind of throat cancer. And prior to him having that, he used to be in that control here. He's not in every night, but he does occasionally check in. It's just that due to the throat cancer, he can't do a whole lot of back chewing for very long.